Welcome back. I'm Stan Freberg, and this is When Radio Was. Burlesque comedians Bud Abbott and Lou Costello moved to radio after New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia closed his city's burlesque theaters in 1937 and almost single-handedly preserved the rich oral traditions of vaudeville and burlesque comedy in their movies, radio, and television shows. That is, Abbott and Costello preserved it, not Mayor LaGuardia. Their radio success led to a series of films for Universal Pictures, which saved the movie studio from bankruptcy, and Abbott and Costello soon became Hollywood's top box office team. So it's time now for Bud Abbott and Lou Costello in part one of Costello Pays Income Taxes, as originally broadcast March 10th, 1948 on the Abbott and Costello Show.
Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
It's the transcribed Abbott and Costello Show with their singing star Susan Miller and Matty Melnick's orchestra and yours truly, Michael Roy. So hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
All right, Costello. What have you got under your arm?
Well, my mother sent this family album over to Aunt May.
Let me see it a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a picture of Uncle Mike. He's standing by Boulder Dam, isn't he?
That's not Boulder Dam. That's Aunt May. Her girdle and the camera snapped at the same time.
Here's a picture of your brother, Pat. Wait a minute. Who's that tall, skinny girl with the curls holding his hand?
That's me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet all the boys thought you were a girl.
Yes. And the nice part of it was, the girls thought I was too.
Wait a minute. Hey, how did this get in here? This is a picture of my Uncle Harry. Oh, he was a real sport, though. That's a bowling ball he has in his hand.
Bowling ball? Why is it chained to his leg?
Costello, your income tax plan came in this morning. Do you realize that you only have a few days left to file your income tax?
I took care of that, Abbott. And this year it's going to cost me a lot less.
Why?
I put the government down as a dependent.
You dummy, you can't do that. You don't even know the first thing about income taxes.
Is that so? Well, listen to this. First, you get down to the tax bureau, walk inside. There's a guy sitting down with a lot of papers and pencils. He's the income tax collector.
That's right.
First, you take all the money you made last year.
Then?
That's all. He just takes all the money you made last year.
That's ridiculous. I'll try to explain it to you. Here, take this tax form and read the first paragraph. Are you living with husband or wife?
I have no wife, and I'm not living with my husband.
Oh, I see. You left him, eh?
Yes, because he beat me.
Why did
and
you
he
do
was
it?
Mean to the children. He beat me. He was mean to the children. He. Wait a minute. I haven't got any husband. I'm an old maid.
Well, skip that and go on to the next question. Here, read it.
It says, did you or did you not, during the fiscal year of 1940, teacher, according to Schedule 4, Section 17, Drawing Room A?
Well, did you?
I wanted to, but I had to go by bus.
How can I help if you're going to act so dumb? You must have your taxes in by March 15th. All of us must. Our government needs that money more than ever. This year, especially for expenses here at home.
What can I do with it here at home, Abbott?
Well, for instance, there's the FHA. You know how that works?
Is anything like OB?
What is O.B.?
That's B.O. spelled backwards.
No. The FHA is the Federal Housing Administration. Now, suppose you wanted to buy a house that cost, say, $5,000, and you only had $2,000. What would you do?
I'd marry a girl with $3,000.
Costello, how can you be such an imbecile?
I practice.
You practice? No use discussing money with you. You don't even know the difference between capital and labor.
Oh, yes, I do. Now, if I lend you $10, that's capital.
That's right.
But when I try to get it back, that's labor.
Shame on you, Costello. You should pay your taxes with a smile.
I tried that, Abbott, but they want cash.
Are you two gentlemen, Abbott and Costello?
Yes.
Well, I'm from the Income Tax Department, and I'm here to collect your 1950 taxes.
1950 taxes? This is only 1948.
My goodness, aren't we impatient?
Abbott, those income tax collectors are pretty sharp. They sure know how to get your money. I met an income tax man once on a plane, and we hit four air pockets. He had his hand in every one of them.
Well, never mind that. You better get busy on your income tax. Do you have any surplus money?
I'm so broke, I had to dump four bottles of Coca-Cola in the sink so I could collect the deposit on the bottles.
Well, being broke makes no difference. You've got to file your income tax. And remember, you've got to give them an honest count.
Abbott, how can you make such an insinuation? I always give them an honest count. I'm patriotic. And besides that, they watch you too close.
Costello, you'll never be able to make out your return. Come with me. I'm going to take you to an income tax accountant. Costello, here's the income tax accountant's office. Now, do as he tells you because he knows all about finance.
Well, I know a little about finance, too. I studied finance with Morgenthau, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Guggenheim, and Rita Hayworth.
Well, what could you learn from Rita Hayworth?
More than I learned from Morgenthau, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt.
Ah, talk sense. Let's go into the accountant's office.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Abbott, Miss Costello. What can I do for you?
Well, Costello wants to file his income tax. He's having a little trouble with the complicated form.
Oh, the forms are certainly complicated.
Yes.
The only persons who can figure them out are school teachers.
Yes, school teachers are the only ones smart enough to figure out the tax, but it don't do them no good.
Why not?
They don't make enough to pay a tax.
Well, let's get on to business. And Mr. Costello, how much money did you make last year?
Well, I'm...
Speak right up, young man. Speak right up. All this information's confidential.
Well, I made...
Come on, tell me about it. How much did you make?
Well, it was about...
What's the matter? Has the cat got your tongue? Get the marbles out of your mouth.
I thought only in pictures I have a stuntman.
Well, come on, Costello.
I got a professional spitter out of marbles.
Come on, Costello. Answer the man's question.
Hey, Costello, did you work last year?
Oh, yes. I had a very steady job.
And what did you do?
I refereed all the fights at Zero's.
Now, for the fiscal year of 1947, by what method did you ascertain your income?
Here, watch your language. This program is being broadcasted to school children in Japan.
You idiot. The man wants to know how you file out your form last year.
Tax collector wrote that joke.
Lou.
The
The man wants to know how you filled out your form last year.
By eating mashed potatoes and banana splits.
Well, let's look over your papers. Did you make any donations to charity?
Oh, sure. I gave $502 to the Los Angeles Police Department.
Did you get a receipt?
The parking tickets are in my car.
Hold everything, Costello. After checking over your return, I find that you've earned $495 last year. And if you don't make any more money between now and March 15th, you don't have to pay any income tax.
Fine. Now, how much are you going to charge Costello for filling out his return?
Well, I have family group rates. If you could get me your Uncle Mike's business, I might get you a reduction.
Uncle Mike already filled out his tax form. He put down $59,000 tax.
Wait a minute. How can your Uncle Mike pay $59,000 tax when he only makes $14 a week?
He went down to the post office to fill out his form, and while he was standing in line, he copied from the guy in front of him.
Look, Costello, hasn't he any dependents?
Yes, 20 kids. 10 from Aunt May's first marriage.
Wait a minute. You mean Aunt May has 10 children from her first marriage and 10 from Uncle Mike?
Yes, he copied from the guy in front of him.
I'm happy. Why am I happy? No income tax to pay. No problem.
Here I am.
Up to now.
Well, if it isn't my sweet little wife, Betty. How are you, Betty, darling?
Buddy, I'm so excited. I just came from the doctor, and he's going to change my nose.
That's good. Maybe this time they'll put it in the middle of your face.
Insult me all you want, but my husband thinks I'm beautiful. Don't you, Buddy, dear?
Yes, darling. Your hair looks beautiful tonight.
Oh, well, it should. I just had it washed.
Oh, I could tell that, Mrs. Abbott.
Oh, you could?
The laundry tag is still tied to your bangs.
Well, what's the idiot so happy about tonight?
Oh, Costello just filed his personal income tax.
Oh, you fat little businessman, you. I'd hate to pay a tax on your corporation. I taxed my brain for that one.
Sabbath, there's no tax on abandoned property.
Me that I owe you $20 for mowing the lawn last month.
Oh, that's well. And I certainly could use...
Hey, wait a minute. Don't take it, Costello. Remember what the man said about taking any more money before March 15th?
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
Mrs. Abbott, I don't want your money.
Well, but you did the work and the money is yours.
Oh, Mrs. Abbott, you couldn't force me to take that money.
Well, if you won't take the money, then I must give you a great big kiss.
You forced me. Goodbye, Mrs. Abbott.
Now, Costello, look what you've done. You've got $20 too much money.
Abbott, fill in and put me in jail.
Hiya, fellas.
Well, it's our orchestra leader, Matty Melnick.
Abbott, maybe I can unload this dough on him. Say, Matty, could you use $20?
No, I got plenty of money. By the way, Costello, here's the $20 I borrowed from you last Saturday.
Oh, I forgot about that, Matty. You want to give me money? Oh, no.
Costello, remember your income tax?
I did. That's what I remembered. Matty, you couldn't force me to take that money.
Okay. If you won't take the money, I'll give you a swell routine that I wrote for you and Abbott. You say to Abbott, what's on first? And Abbott says, no, who's on first and what's on second? And you say, I don't know.
Wait a minute. That's enough. Wait a minute. You forced me. Give me the money.
Okay. So long, fellas.
Costello, you did it again. Now you've got $40 too much money.
I'll get rid of it. I'll go out and spend it.
What can you buy with $40?
Well, if you lend me five, that will make 45, and I might be able to buy a couple of pork chops.
Well, hello, boys.
Look, Costello, it's Susan Miller.
Hello, Costello, honey. I haven't seen you since the cocktail party last Saturday. Did you get home all right?
Yes, but I woke up the next morning with two big circles under my eyes.
From staying up late?
No, somebody set a couple of wet beer glasses on my face.
By the way, Costello, I'm selling raffle tickets for my club. They're $5 apiece, and
I'll buy eight of them.
Costello, eight tickets would be $40. Can you afford to buy eight?
I can't afford to buy any less.
I appreciate your spirit, but you couldn't force me to take that money.
Susan, you sell me eight tickets and take this $40 or I'll kiss you right here.
You forced me. Here's the tickets. Goodbye.
Nice work, Costello. That $40 you gave Susan brought you back to your $495, your original non-taxable income. Now, do you think you can keep from making any more money before March 15th, please?
Oh, certainly. My Uncle Tom taught me that a man can do anything that he puts his mind to. Uncle Tom once made up his mind to be a butterfly. He hollered, "I'm a butterfly! I'm a butterfly!"
Did he turn into a butterfly?
No, but they took him away in a net.
Boys, I rushed back here just as fast as I could. Have you heard the news? Somebody won a lot of money.
Well, that's all right, Susan. I expected to lose. But I'll be a big success someday.
Costello, to be a success, you've got to have brains.
I got brains.
And you've got to work hard.
I'll work hard.
You've got to keep away from women.
I'll work hard. Who cares about money? I even wish I had more money to lose.
You have now.
Good. And I'm... What did you say, Susan?
Yes, Costello. The eight chances you took from me won the first eight prizes in the raffle. And here is the money. $3,000.
Susan, what have you done to me? After what we've meant to each other, I've always treated you nice. I took you out, took you to the swellest places, showed you a good time, and now a few days before the income taxes are due, you put me in a higher bracket. Oh, I wish I was dead.
Costello, I don't understand you. Well, why don't you take the $3,000 and sink it in something?
That's a great idea. Where is the nearest river?
Come on, Costello, we've got to work fast. See you later, Susan.
Abbott, what do we do now?
Why, you ingrate. You and your raffle tickets. Here I work my fingers to the bone. I slave. I stay up nights thinking how to keep you broke. And you go behind my back and win $3,000. Why? Why do you do these things to me?
Oh, I'm a bad boy.
Ah, so you are. You know, I've come to the conclusion you have the brain of a low-grade moron.
Abbott, you can have it back any time you want it.
Now, you listen to me. You got to get rid of that $3,000. We'll have to pay income tax on it now.
That's impossible.
What do you mean?
$3,000 won't pay the income tax on $3,000. I wonder how I can get rid of this money.
Wait a minute, I've got it. We'll give $1,000 apiece to the first three people we meet.
Oh, pardon me, gentlemen, but I'm in distress. Will you help me out?
Help you out of distress? Lady, you can't walk around the street without a dress.
Oh, cut this out, Costello. Come on, give this lady
$1,000. $1,000?
That's right. And here it is. $1,000 right on her nose. Be happy.
Be happy? I certainly will. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Now, come on, Costello. Come on. You've got $2,000 left. Let's get rid of it. Fast.
All right, you guys. This is a stick-up.
Oh, please. Mister, don't point that gun at me.
Shut up. I'm Heistam.
Mr. Burglar, will you please say Heistam again?
What for?
My pants are falling down.
Now, don't be a wise guy. My trigger finger is itching.
Do you want me to scratch it for you?
Come on.
on, hand over that dough.
Costello, Costello, here's your chance to get rid of the other $2,000.
Hey, that's right. Here, Mr. Burglar, here is $2,000 for you.
What?
I wish you had struck me up 5 minutes ago. I'd have given you $3,000.
There's something fishy about this stick-up. Why are you so happy to get rid of this dough?
Well, you see, Mr. Costello wants to get rid of this money. It's almost income tax time, and that $2,000 puts him in a higher income bracket.
Oh, that's different.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm just figuring my earnings for this year. Let me see. Well, I hired you the bank in Frisco. That's $21,000. The bank in Oakland, that was $2,000. Then I stuck up the bank in Pismo Beach.
Bank in Pismo Beach? You must have got a few thousand clams out of there.
Yeah, I can't pay income tax on all that loot. I've got to get rid of it.
Yes, sir, and you better do it before March 15th.
March 15th? I ain't going to get rid of it right now. Here, fatso, here's 35,000 bucks.
So long, Joyce.
What am I going to do with all this money?
Give it to somebody, quick.
Here comes a lady. I'll give it to her. Pardon me, madam. Would you like...
Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Yeah, but it's the same lady I gave $1,000 to.
Yes, I am. And remember when you gave me the $1,000? You said, be happy.
Yes.
Well, be happy won the race and paid 90
no.
to 1.
No.
Here's your share.
No.
$45,000.
No.
Dollars.
No.
And that's part two of Costello Pays Income Taxes, as originally broadcast March 10th, 1948, on the Abbott and Costello Show. I'm Stan Freeberg.